Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the city of Worcester defends itself in a lawsuit over police treatment of a teenager who was jailed for nearly 3 years, the city is going after the lawyer who won the young woman's freedom. You may recall the story of Na Trong. She was freed after a judge examined video recordings of her interrogation by Worcester police detectives. The judge concluded a confession by the teenager was the result of police coercion. Na Trong is now suing for the time she spent behind bars. But, as WBUR's David Boeri reports, the city claims that Trong's lawyer should share the blame.
She was 16 years old. She was in the box at the Worcester police station because a day earlier, her toddler Kyle had stopped breathing and couldn't be revived. Police had no physical evidence, but insisted Na Trong had killed her son.
And that's why you smothered Kyle, didn't you? That's why you smothered him, didn't you?
We'll never kill him.
A judge later ruled that the police had engaged in a pattern of deliberate lies, threats, and promises to coerce that confession. The judge reached that conclusion as the result of efforts by Trong's attorney, Ed Ryan. He had filed a motion to suppress the confession. And after the confession was thrown out, the district attorney had no case whatsoever. So Trong went free. She had spent almost 3 years in jail.
Ed Ryan defended her ably, he defended her vigorously, and he defended her well.
That's attorney Jonathan Reinstein, one of the lawyers representing Trong in a civil rights suit against the city of Worcester. But Reinstein is also defending Trong's defense lawyer, Ed Ryan. That's because the city now claims Ryan engaged in malpractice. It says Ryan took too much time to prove the city had coerced the confession. Reinstein, his fellow attorneys, and almost 24 other criminal lawyers showed up in court yesterday to call the city's claim against Ryan unprecedented, bizarre, and chilling.
The chilling effect is the timing,
says attorney and Ryan supporter William Sullivan of Quincy. George Gormley is a member of the legal team now suing the city and defending Ryan.
It's only on television that cases get solved in 1 hour with 3 commercial interruptions.
One supporting lawyer says he had a murder case that took 6 years to go to trial. William Sullivan says he had one that took 3.5 years.
On a murder case, you get one shot at that motion to suppress. So you don't want to rush it. You get your one chance and you better do it right.
The solicitor for the city of Worcester claims that Ed Ryan took nearly 2 years to file his motion to suppress that so-called confession. But federal judge Tim Hillman concluded that was an exaggeration. It had taken 1.5 years. The city solicitor, David Moore, told the judge that Na Trong ended up spending 995 nights in jail partly because of Ed Ryan's breach of his duty. Read that malpractice. So, Moore argues, the attorney who won Trong's freedom from a life in prison, while the city's police department denied any wrongdoing, must share the cost of any damages that might be awarded to his own client. Again, lawyer George Gormley.
This turns everything on its head. It's Alice in Wonderland all over again.
Attorney John Reinstein argued before the judge that the city of Worcester offered not a single allegation, but only speculation that Ryan committed malpractice. After the hearing, the city solicitor acknowledged there is no case, no precedent to cite in either the federal district or even the Supreme Court to support the complaint against Ryan. Still, he says Ryan's delay was unreasonable.
I said at the very beginning that the confession and the city's claims that it was valid was baseless. Quite frankly, there isn't a single fact alleged that Ed Ryan did anything wrong.
Ryan put the focus back on the Worcester cops and that interrogation on video of 2 detectives overwhelming a scared, naive 16-year-old with lies and threats.
Please believe me.
I don't believe you because I believe the scientists. I believe the doctors.
Who never told the detectives that Trong's baby had been smothered. Judge Hillman, a former trial lawyer himself, observed, "It is a tough enough job to defend a client from a murder charge without having to look over your shoulder and worry about being sued if you don't file, even if you're not ready." At another point, in talking about scheduling, the judge said, "I'd like to take my time, but I wouldn't want anyone suing me." The city solicitor didn't laugh. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.